Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it, and with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Wednesday, January 6th, and we are here to try to help you navigate your New Year's financial resolutions, whatever they are. You know, you don't have to actually officially make a resolution, but it sure does help to write down those goals and objectives somewhere. So if you need help with that, just shoot us an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. And I hope you're as lucky as Chris from Washington State, because this is a question of, what do I do with all my money? Fantastic. Chris, how can we help you out?
Hi, Jill. Thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
Something I ask myself is, when am I doing enough for retirement? I have a little bit of extra income, and right now I'm maxing out my 401k and my IRA, but I'm wondering now, with this extra income, should I focus it toward further retirement goals, or is it okay to back off and use it for other purposes?
You mean like just have fun, like spend like crazy, like a wild man? Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Chris. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
Okay. Are you single, married, partnered?
I am single and I don't have any children.
Okay. Tell me, what else is going on? You own a home?
I do own a home. It's paid off, so I don't have a mortgage and I don't have any other debt.
Okay. How much money have you saved so far in both your 401k and your Roth?
So right now it's about $250. Mm-hmm. So I started a little late, so it's a little bit probably below than where it should be, but not bad, I guess.
I think darn good. Pretty awesome. How much do you earn, Chris?
About $100.
When you say that you've got a little bit extra income, how much extra do you think you have on a monthly basis?
I'd say over $2,000 a month.
Wow. You know what? As you said, you started a little bit late, which is why, because I'm thinking like, wow, he's maxing out. He's doing everything perfectly. I think what I probably would do is to use that extra money and redirect it into a non-retirement savings account, meaning an investment account. Okay. And why would I do that? Because I think that it's really nice to have a slush fund of money that is accessible. You know, you can't touch the other funds, so you're 59 and a half. And so I might beef that up and have that extra money as just more money going to work for you. Do you have an emergency reserve fund as well?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. So this would be in addition to that, and I might just look at my allocation and think of it this way. This money that you will start to put away, $2,000 a month, so, you know, just keep an eye on your costs, right? But put away $2,000 a month, and you say, okay, that should be the least, the lower risk spectrum. So if we think about your investments in three different buckets now, this new non-retirement account or supplemental retirement account would be one. The second would be the 401k. And that would be like one step up in risk. And the third would be the Roth, where for all intents and purposes, that should have the most risk in it because it's hopefully the last money you access. So I would say you'd try to access the money that's already been taxed first. That's in this new account. Next would be you have to take your distributions from your retirement account eventually. And third would be the Roth. And yeah, I think you should use it. I think that building up that non-retirement account also might give you some flexibility in case you hopefully can, you know, make some different choices career-wise. You might be able to take a different job, and having that money is going to serve you well and kind of preserve your optionality. So I think that's what I would do.
Okay. Well, thank you for that advice.
All right. Good luck and keep saving. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. If you would like to join us on the air, just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and try to do something nice for someone else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.